Okay, we just recorded the podcast, so this is kind of...
And we realise that we just rambled. Maybe it's because we're in a Christmassy mood.
It is, because we're in a Christmassy mood.
I think it'll be funny.
It's not that it's not funny, and we do cover, like, our favourite games of the year, and kind of developer of the year, and what we want to see next year, but in a really kind of bad way, unformatted way.
Yeah, I had too much chocolate, I'm very sleepy.
And... we always record very late in the day, and I was pretty tired, so I ramble a bit when I'm meant to be concise. So we are sorry.
Yeah.
We hope
so this is like an easy listening. No, you can't say sorry, because I've noticed that all of your iTunes comments start with the word sorry. We can't keep saying sorry.
We're not going to say sorry this time. I'm just going to say we were rambling. It's Christmas.
Yeah, okay, so deal with it. Deal with it. We're rambling. It's long.
It's not that long. It's going to come out it's about the same as the last two, actually. It's
okay,
not too bad.
That's good.
But sorry,
this is a rambling disclaimer as well.
It's a little disjointed.
It's all like this.
It's fun though. We hope you enjoy it. Enter the competition. We say this at the end every time.
No, don't enter the competition. It's a trap. Okay, on with the podcast.
Enter the competition.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in video games from the Far East, let me introduce to you the number one gaijin, the man from Japan who can.
Let's just go for it. I'm recording. So what's been happening is that me and Darren have had lots of problems getting started to record today. This is our kind of holiday podcast. So it's...
I'm back!
Darren's back. I was just explaining what we're doing. Kind of a holiday podcast. Yes. And we've had lots of problems getting started. We've tried Darren's house phone. We've tried Darren's mobile.
The house phone sounded like I was speaking through a plastic cup, though. Yeah. That wouldn't do for broadcast quality.
No, not at all. So
it's Christmas, Alex.
It is Christmas. It's actually.
I've got a Cadbury Spike. I've got a coffee. Oh. I've got some Maltesers, and the Maltesers have got little piles of snow on them on the package.
Oh.
And I'm at my mum's house. I come to visit my mum. I'm in the centre of England, not in London.
I got beer.
Is that beer there?
That's beer. Because I
might move on to beer. It's 2 o'clock my time.
It's 11 o'clock
lunchtime.
My time, and I'm in Japan.
What day it is? You know when you have Christmas and it just doesn't matter what day it is. Either it's New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve. That's the only days you're aware of.
Yes, yes.
What day is it? It's a Saturday.
It's the 27th, and I know because I'm in Japan where none of this really matters. And I was working. I've actually got work tomorrow, and I was working Christmas Day. And welcome to Japanese Christmas, where it's a completely different thing, and
it's kind of like a Valentine's Day, is that right? It's a couple's day?
It is a bit like a Valentine's Day, unless you're a kid, at which point it's kind of a day that you get presents, without any...
Oh, so kids do get presents?
Yeah, although they believe in Santa, they just don't believe in the Jesus side, so it really is removing every kind of faith-based thing other than faith and the fact you're going to get presents.
Just like we have.
Yeah. But they call it Christmas, which is a bit weird, because, I mean, everywhere, you know, most countries now celebrate it around this time of year, you know, most faiths, most everyone, but not everybody calls it Christmas, this holiday, isn't it?
No, you could call it Santamus, that would be good.
You could call it Santamus. But to I think that would be good, yeah.
So in Japan, was it Xboxmas, or was it PS3mas, or was it just Wiimas, is that what it is?
For me personally, or for the
yeah,
country?
Well, yeah, that's interesting.
For me personally, it was PS3mas, which I went and picked up today.
PS3mas! You have a big, black, shiny, sort of sexy sperm whale next to you, don't you?
I have a big, white, sexy sperm whale next to me.
You've got a white one?
Yeah, to go with the Wii and the Xbox, because I'm that basic with my kind of coordination.
White goods. Yeah. You could put it next to your rice cooker and your microwave.
That's true. Oh, my microwave's kind of grey. The microwave's a bit boring. But everything else. Much, my coffee machine and my blender and my rice cooker are all good to sit here with everything else. Which is lovely.
But so you're setting up home. You are at home.
Well, I would be, except if I do that, Skype drops out. So, The PS3 is off currently. But that's my Christmas. I got that, I got my PS3, and I got a purple tie. And that's the extent of my Christmas. That's what I've been doing with my Christmas. What have you been doing, Darren?
Purple tie? Yeah. You got a purple tie? Have you got it on?
No, no, I wore it for 2 days pretty much solidly, saying this was my only Christmas present to people. And because we're in Japan, nobody really realised that was quite a sad thing. Everybody's like, oh, that's nice. I was like, no,
they thought
it's not
you were
nice.
Spoiled, or perhaps like some sort of massive baby.
Yeah, yeah. But here I am. And I've had a good time. We've had lots of Bonankais, which are end of year parties. So we've had lots of them. It was just Christmas Day itself was a bit of a kind of flat experience.
You should come home and do Christmas the way we do it, which is, I've got a bit of a cold, which I think might be actually just a deep-rooted slight allergy to alcohol, which I'm not letting myself admit. And I'm just unwrapping a Cadbury's Flake, which is, as you might imagine, quite fraught, as I'm doing it in my mum's house, which is very clean.
Yes, your mum's house is very clean.
It's very clean. There's no bins in any of the rooms. Think about that. How does it work? I don't understand.
I miss flakes. We don't have flakes here. But what did you do for Christmas, Darren? I mean, tell us.
What did I do? I played a lot of video games.
Oh. Darren.
Just a lot of video games. He has a Wii and a PS2 and a DS. And by golly, by golly, we play a lot of games.
Who does?
I bought him.
Who does? Because you keep dropping out. Who has all those?
We both did. But there was Professor Layton happened. I believe that's a big deal in Japan.
Yes, all three of them are. But you've only got one over there, though. So.
Yeah, and also back home, my girlfriend's parents bought us a Nintendo Wii. So that's all about to happen in my life. Mm-hmm. And I've literally got a copy. You probably recognise the noise of this. This is Super Mario
like
Galaxy.
I was going to go with Super Mario Kart. I thought it was going to be Super Mario Kart.
No, Mario Kart is back home. We've got a Mario Kart pack with two controllers. So when I get my teeth into that baby, I'm going to draw blood.
We are going to play Link Up over vast distances.
Yes, exactly. We're going to record us playing Link Up. It's going to be horrific. Sexual
It's going to be better than the StarCraft podcast. Star Control, not StarCraft. StarCraft?
StarCraft?
Oh, don't say that, Darren. You'll have them. StarCraft is like the national sport.
Oh, no, that. Oh, that's that Morpork, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's that strategy, real-time strategy game from Blizzard, who make that Morpork. But
do you reckon Blizzard are going to become some sort of Bill and Ted-style, mighty gods?
Blizzard have 10 million subscribers to World of Warcraft, and that's
they've got them in their sweaty palms,
and that's $15 a month from 10 million people, which is $150 million a month. Which is crazy.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
It is quite a lot. I could do with half of that and be happy.
You need to make Rock and Roll Racing because they're not going to do it. That's their main franchise. Isn't happy.
That was a real dad joke, I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is slightly undercurrent of feeling slightly sorry for yourself, which I'm quite enjoying. Let's cheer Alex up. I've got my coffee, you've got your beer, I've got my Cadbury's Flake.
Yes.
Well, I say that most of it's on my trousers now. And you know when you try and brush it away and you just kind of mash it in?
Smear it down your trousers. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
trying to convince people you were eating a flake. I was eating a flake, that's all. So what have you been... You said you were playing with Thomas, your little brother.
Yeah. We played Professor Layton.
Professor Layton. How's that? Because I've only seen it in Japanese. Don't know what's going on.
It's good. It's kind of like... those games you get on the back of matchboxes about arranging matches?
Yes.
It's like if Studio Ghibli did that.
Oh. That's pretty good.
It's beautiful. The animation is fantastic and... Yeah, it looks fantastic. Really surprisingly immersive for what is essentially lots of mini games.
Do they have voice acting?
I don't know. I played it with the sound off while listening to the Pink album. that was to do with my little brother.
Because over here I think they have like four fairly big actors doing the voice acting on it. or at least the latest one. I don't know if this is for all of them.
That right? No, oh, maybe I missed out on that. Maybe if I'd have turned up, it would have been James Earl Jones and Christian Bale or something. I didn't know.
I was expecting more likely, like I was trying to think who you could have in it: Robbie Williams, Kylie Minogue, and
Lee Evans.
Who? Lee Evans. Lee Evans. Okay.
Ooh. That I don't know that one. We also played Pro Evolution Soccer.
Ooh. On the
PS2, which I play once a year, I realised, when I play my little brother every Christmas, because he always gets the new season's Pro Evo that year. Well, and then proceeds to beat me up in penalties on it. We play a cagey game.
We play that a lot, you and I, when it wasn't
Well, that was International Superstar Soccer, wasn't it,
yes,
we used to play?
It was.
Not Pro Evo, but it was the precursor to that, because it was Konami.
Yes.
I love that. Every time I play it, I think about how much I'd like to play it.
Yes, it is wonderful. It was.
Can you get it on Virtual Console, Alex?
I don't think so, actually.
That's worth buying an old SNES for that, because it was... should we go into it a little bit? It was 2D.
It was 2D. Yes.
My problem with modern football games is that
it was 3D. I mean, it wasn't on a single dimension. That would be a really bad football game.
Yeah, okay, that was quite dad of me, wasn't it? Okay, yes, it was scrolling beat 'em up 3D.
Final Fight 3D.
Up and down. Final Fight 3D, yeah. You don't get any smaller the further away you get, but you do get near the top of the screen.
Yes.
It was great. See, my problem, I don't know if you have this with modern football games. I don't think you play this kind of thing, do you? But it's too realistic.
The last one I have is on the GameCube, which was at the time the best one going. But yes, but it isn't now, obviously. They've moved on quite a lot since, I can't remember when, 2003, I think, was the one.
Yes. It's too realistic. You slow down. You slow down like a real person. If you turn around, you don't turn around instantly. You kind of slow down and your person turns around, and it's all too measured.
This was the problem I had with Sensible Soccer, and yet you were fantastic at that, and I sucked. So what's different about this kind of happening?
Hold on. What was realistic about Sensible Soccer?
You couldn't just turn with the ball. You couldn't just suddenly press in one direction and go.
Oh, I see, and actually keep hold of the ball.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it was more like you had a weak magnet on your feet, wasn't it?
Yes.
In Sensible Soccer. And you had to kind of sort of nudge it from all angles, like a dog snuffling for truffles.
So what you're telling me is that it's hard, it's more realistic than Sensible Soccer, than you Pro Evo.
Yes, that's my review.
Oh, okay.
Three stars.
Three stars, more realistic than Sensible Soccer.
Good night.
But is it better than Sensible
Soccer?
I'll
leave that for another time.
That's the question.
I'm not happy with football games.
Well, why not? Come on, you might as well tell us now. We've got nothing else planned. I remember Sensible Soccer. I remember I sucked at Sensible Soccer, but I do remember there was a 1940 edition that they released that was all black and white, and it was England versus Germany, and you played with a hand grenade.
The Amiga Power cover disc version of Sensible Soccer, which involved some World War II soldiers kicking around a grenade?
Well, it was actually the English and German national teams that they just...
Oh, of course, that was World War I, wasn't it?
It was two, I think. No, it was the 1940-something edition.
Yeah.
That's what they called it, the 1942 or 1941 edition.
Which on Christmas Day, they put down their weapons and they played football.
They did, yes, famously.
Like the farm song. And yes, and it was very funny. Very, very funny.
I remember if the goalie...
It would randomly blow up.
Yeah, yes. it would start flashing, but if the goalie had the ball, then it wouldn't blow up. But if you gave it to him at just the right moment, then he'd be caught in the blast radius when he kicked it away.
Yep, and all your defenders and goalkeepers and strikers would be dead. It was extremely fun. I think we played that for a really long time, and it was just a free cover disc game.
The reason we played that one for a really long time was because I sucked at the real game, but that one I could do.
Yes, and it involved inevitable panics, because if you... the timing of the bomb blowing up was not it wasn't on screen, it wasn't a countdown or anything like that. It was pretty random, and after a while of dribbling, you suddenly had a massive screaming panic that it was going to blow up on you. It was very fun.
And
that's emerging gameplay, isn't it?
But you also had the weird thing where it started to just before it blew up, it was flashing, right?
Yeah, that's right, it flashed red. Yep.
But, like in all soccer games, if you leave a player standing idle, they rush towards the ball. So yes. What meant to be happened was everybody was running towards
it. I know what you're going to say.
Everyone pulled away from the ball. Yeah, everyone pulled away from the ball. But people coming from every angle.
Yes, yes. So you're pulling away from the ball, and the computer is auto-selecting the character nearest the ball. So you create this strange scene where there's a sort of a circle of people stood around the ball, running towards it, and then suddenly turning away as soon as you actually take control of them.
Like sprinkling opposing magnets on top of another magnet.
Yes, or like people running towards a big pile of chocolate and realising it's a dog turd or something like that. Yeah. But everyone doing that in cycle.
Or dropping oil into soapy water.
Yeah, I think that's very poetic, Alex. Yeah. So I take it in this Christmas podcast we're just allowing our tangents to flow freely. Why not?
We've got very little to talk about other than the fact I got a PS3 and you got a Wii, and neither of us had a chance to play them yet.
I know, I'm not even in the same city as my Wii.
What I have done for Christmas, because I knew I was getting the PS3, is I went onto Amazon, because the pound is currently so weak that I didn't want to order anything from the Asian Play Asia, but like I usually do, because when I was ordering from there with my pounds before, I could pick up like a 5,000 yen game, which is about 25 quid on a good day. But with the when the pound was strong, I was picking them up for like 20 quid. And I suddenly realised that, well, it's not really going to be worth it now because it's about 35 quid for a game. So I looked on Amazon and I found, I think I've currently ordered 5 games for 20 quid each.
Hey.
And they're all going to my home, and Mum's going to bundle them all together and send them out to me. So my PS3 is going to go from having Little Big Planet to having 5 other games come about.
Nice use of the economic slowdown there.
Yeah. And it's my very little piece of playing the stock market is my game purchases.
What games have you decided to basically steal off our failing economy?
Well, I started with... Damn, I've forgotten.
You just went on a blind trolley dash, didn't you?
No.
Did you just click all of the customers also bought?
I couldn't remember which one was the first one I went for, and it was Far Cry 2.
Oh, okay. Did you buy the spangly driving one that just looks good?
Yes. You mean Pacific Drift?
Motocross 2. Motocross, yes.
Motocross 2, Pacific Drift. Pacific
Drift.
Pacific Drift. I picked that up because it was 20 quid, and then I looked and I found Metal Gear Solid used for 20 quid.
Metal Gear Solid used edition.
And then I got Uncharted Drake's Fortune for £10. And then I got Valkyria Chronicles, which I hear is meant to be very good, for 20 quid.
Well, that just compounds a stay inside on January, do nothing, save some money type month, right? Well, is that what you're going
to do? I'm just hoping it sees me through until Street Fighter 4 is released.
Oh, that comes out on your birthday, Alex.
About then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck convincing
which me. Which is February 20th, yes.
It is, yes. So, that's what's been going on there for me. That's my purchases. I've been playing very little. I played a little bit of Left 4 Dead Online. Been playing Mirror's Edge, which I've written a review for, which will go up. It's the first review that's more than 150 words.
Yeah, it's sprawling. It's an epic masterpiece.
It's 490 words. It's hardly sprawling or an epic masterpiece.
it's Dostoevsky to you, Alex, with your 150 word things.
Well, it's actually less words than I've done for most of the last reviews, but it's more kind of coherent because it's not split up over links through photos.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was writing 600 words for most reviews recently, with the photo 150s as well, screenshot.
So does this all contribute to a different 2009 for Doofus?
It is, yeah, the new Doofus, which is a bit more...
People are listening to us now.
Yes, there are.
I mean, it seems almost tragic that to coincide with us finding out that people are listening, that we sort of do our least planned and most rambling show.
Yeah... Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work, but it is the Christmas time, so very little we can do about that. Because
I think it's good. I think it's transparent. People like sort of, people to be who they are. They don't want, you know, pedestal-based celebrities anymore. You know, we are the new gods of video gaming, so I think they want to know that we're normal, real people who can choke on Cadbury Spikes.
Yes. I was right up with you there for a while.
We're vulnerable as well as mighty.
We are vulnerable. Talking of vulnerable, my elbow's really dry because I spent my whole time leaning on my bed with the one elbow.
Have you got like a white build-up there?
Yeah, it's all. Yeah. It's really kind of chafing.
You want to moisturise that?
I'm getting old. I went to the gym and afterwards I had to stretch to stop myself hurting.
Yeah? It's not good. I mean, you're 28, that isn't really old, but...
It's not. It's old enough to muck you up when you go to the gym after a week of nothing and lift the heaviest weight you can.
Just once, is that what you do? You could distill your gym workout into one thing, which could be, yes, just find the heaviest thing. It may be a machine, it may not even be a weight, and just try and pick it up.
Grabbing the side of the building, pulling as hard as I can.
Right, I'm done. Oh, God.
Every part of me hurts.
Oh, back to the PS3.
Oh. Yeah. So I don't think the PS3 is going to be helping my gym workouts at all. I haven't touched Wii Fit, well, ever since I bought it.
It's crap, isn't it? Let's just be honest.
Pretty bad.
Have you played Wii Music? Have you been into a shop and seen it running or anything?
I've seen it running. I haven't seen anybody playing it though. So
it looks like something you might give to a sort of person coming out of a coma to just try and join me, introduce them to sort of the world of music and, you know, receptive systems.
I got nothing. I'm sorry.
There is a glut of really shit looking Wii games, actually, and I've had the pleasure to play a couple of them at my brother's. I played a carnival game, which is kind of like Wii Sports, but it's kind of like crazy golf and throwing things at a target and stuff like that, and I don't know, maybe it's just a whole hardcore gamer, casual gamer sort of contrast thing, but there just seems to be a glut of video games made by, I don't know, people who don't make video games.
It's made by people who do make video games, but who like money.
Exactly.
And they can produce them for pennies, push them out, and people snap.
Because there's nothing about them, they're like flash games.
Well, think about the people who are playing them. I mean, it's not people who traditionally play games, really, in the kind of sense we mean games.
Yeah. Okay, am I being a snob here? Should I be glad that people are buying, you know, Nintendo systems who wouldn't previously have bought one?
Well, I, as long as people still produce good games, then, yeah, it's fine. But currently, Wii seems to have a game called Mad World, which is Sin City-style fighting action, and that's about it for the new year. All we can hope is that Nintendo actually have something planned, and like with a lot of their other recent releases, just aren't going to talk about it until it's ready to be released. Like Wii Music is a bad example, but the kind of, because they were talking
about release.
That's been mentioned since release, but it actually coming up and being released was a bit of a faster than expected towards the end. But things like the Mario baseball game was released 2 weeks before it came out, and then the Wario game was not mentioned and had about 1 month before it came out. It was kind of revealed to the public. So I'm hoping that they'll have a couple of things lined up. It wasn't shit, it just wasn't very good.
Yes, well, I hope so too. Tatsunoko versus Capcom, yes. But will it be released in the West? No. So, it's just teasing me more.
The reason I'm distracted is because I'm trying to clean my TV, but the more I clean it, the worse it gets. I'm in one of those situations.
Are you moving a smear? But you're just distributing it equally now.
It started off really small, and now it's the size of my hand.
It's a bit like the flake powder on my jeans, and that's going to be a deep clean.
Yeah. But I do want to pick up Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
I want you to as well.
I'm very excited about getting that. Especially, I think I might get it when we go to Mickey's hometown, because her mum has a Wii that I've played more of than anybody else in that house, and I've only been there twice since they got it. So that's a bit weird.
What does her mum play on the Wii?
Nothing. They made their Miis. They put in both the games they had, which was Wii Play, or Hajimete no Wii, as it's called here, and Wii Sports.
Yes.
And that's about...
And all this time, I didn't have one.
Yes, basically.
Oh, jeez. What would Bob Geldof say about that? Well, I don't know what to say about that.
All I could think of when you said Bob Geldof was Bob Monkhouse, and I was like, isn't he dead?
Exactly. He's probably got a Wii as well, and I don't.
Somebody different.
I still don't have it yet. well, that's our news.
I suppose we've got Games of the Year, is really what we should be doing.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to do a yearly roundup, because how was 2008 for you? And you could possibly mix it. You could weave in into the tapestry a bit of personal information. If you wanted
terrifying.
To.
Terrifying.
I don't know, it might be relevant. how was it for you, games-wise?
Games-wise has been... it's been a lot. I mean, really, I had Doofus. I started this site. I started this podcast as well, but this podcast is attached to Doofus.net, my site. So... started that with the kind of hope of moving into something kind of freelancy with writing.
And come the end of the year, you have a listenership. Now, I've been keeping tabs of the listenership while we've been on air. So I'm updating it. Okay, the last podcast, they downloaded 153 people.
Yes.
It's just getting silly now.
One was
just getting
you,
silly.
One was me.
One was me. and it's still 153, but hey, you know, it's Christmas. But that's pretty good. So, you know, you've done well this year with that.
I have. And I mean, I've been enjoying the writing. I think I'm trying to work out if it's made me buy more games than I otherwise would have, or if I've played them differently to how I otherwise may have. Because, I mean, I certainly got a lot of games this year. I mean, I've got, in the last 3 months, I think I've bought 6 games, which is quite a lot of money considering the current economic climate.
Buying more than you ever had.
Yes, exactly. I'm helping the economy. That's what I tell myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And they will. I mean, certainly of the games it's really hard to pick from the ones games I've played this year, which have been my kind of preferred games. Especially as this year, it's like everything resets at September. It's very difficult to keep up after that because of the number that are released since September is so vast.
Yeah. Increasingly so, and also games that will keep you occupied for the next 4 or 5 months.
Yes. So I mean, I've got things like Left 4 Dead's pretty old. Sorry, Grand Theft Auto, which is very old. I mean, that was out when you visited. We were playing.
Yes.
Burnout Paradise.
Was that your game of the year? It was the popular choice for game of the year. It was number one across the board.
Not across the board at all.
Across the board, Alex.
Okay, across. At the Spike TV Awards, it was number one. I don't know. You were reading Edge.
I read a Guardian list, it was number one.
Ignore the Guardian. I've been reading them. I'm not too impressed. But you were reading Edge. What did Edge say? Was that the year, game of the year?
They didn't do a roundup, actually, no. There's a job for you in there. I'll tell you about that later. no, they didn't do any roundups. I read basically online user sort of voted lists. Mm. And GTA came at top.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Personally, I'm trying to focus on what would really be my game of the year. And it's difficult because you've got to get over the kind of recent memory side of it. Because anything that came out in the last 4 months is just so much fresher in my mind that it's...
Yes.
Difficult to really sift through what would be my favourites and which I played the most. I mean, certainly of the ones I played the most, it would be between Fallout and Fable, which I put in a lot of time on. Or even actually Too Human, which I played the most, but that was just because it was released at a time that no other games were out.
So you caned it.
Yes, I caned it a lot. I think I played through it 4 times, which is ridiculous. It's not that good a game, really. I enjoyed it, but it's not very good. But I think maybe I really enjoyed Mirror's Edge. I don't really think I can give it my game of the year. I think there's a lot wrong with it, but I was enjoying that a lot. Probably Dead Space.
Yes, I thought you'd say that. That came out quite popular as well. What do you think of Braid? Because that kind of rated quite highly with everybody. But
Braid is fantastic. I mean, I didn't find it too challenging. I don't know. There was only one puzzle in the whole game that I was really stumped on, and I worked it out by accident one time, which was very much what the game could be. You could either sit there and puzzle something through, or something would happen that would give you the answer. Like, you just leave your guy standing idling somewhere, and then something would happen. You'd be like, oh. And the story, it was certainly very clever. I really enjoyed it, but I don't think that it would be my game of the year. I played through it once, and I have no whim to go back and play through it again. Whereas
yes.
Mirror's Edge, I played through 3 times. Dead Space, I want to go back to, but it's just a bit too long. And now I've got the surround sound headphones. It's terrifying.
Hey, you could scare the living bejesus out of yourself.
I do. I played through the first half of the game with them on. Not even the first half, the first level of the game with them on. I was like, no, not before I go to bed, thank you. Not before I go to bed. Well. That's where I draw the line. Because it just the kind of ambient sound on that game is creepy. Really kind of eerie. Because it's on a spaceship, as you know. And just the kind of sounds of the spaceship creaking are bad enough. And you can't distinguish them from a footstep. And yeah, it's scary.
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 Did you play Spore? Because this was, you know, it got so much press. So much non-gaming press, actually. Yeah. That it's worth a mention, isn't it?
It is. I didn't play Spore because my computer couldn't run it if it wanted to.
Your shitty PC that we have to record everything on and keeps going wrong.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
It just about runs Diablo 2, which is a 1995 game, I think.
I have a friend who really likes that game.
But I don't understand why.
Ooh. No, I don't know
about it. I don't here. I play it occasionally, but I'd rather be playing Star Control 2. Certainly.
Ah, delicious Star Control 2. We could try and have a go on that before you go as well. Okay, I've got another list here. Let's go through this. Oh, yeah, Star Wars The Force Unleashed. Did you have a chance to play this?
I played the demo.
There was an iPhone version of this game, you know.
I can believe that. I think they released it for everything.
iPhone? No buttons.
Yeah. But that was an interesting Star Wars game. I have no desire to jump into Star Wars in that respect. I think they kind of murdered the franchise and killed my interest.
With the films, you mean?
Yeah.
And the stupid cartoon films he's making. Making a TV show. George, stop. If you're listening, just stop.
It's time.
Make a different film.
It's time.
It's really time.
We say it's time to stop making Star Wars movies, we don't make an Indiana Jones movie either.
Don't mess that up as well.
Yeah.
Oh, so angry at you, George.
Anything else you want to screw up for us, George?
Yeah, well, what else? He probably... Oh,
we could give him some franchises to kill. Give him the next Lord of the... Give him the Hobbit. Give him the Hobbit. See if they can ruin the Lord of the Rings trilogy. That could be fun.
Well, I've got strong opinions about that anyway.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
It's really long and boring, isn't it?
I like the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The third.
If you saw it on TV, if you saw a couple of minutes of one of the films on TV, would you be able to identify what film it was?
Some scenes, maybe.
There, that's it. That's why they like it.
Yeah.
But they are making The Hobbit, aren't they?
They are. They are. But I'm just hoping that they use the Leonard Nimoy, Bilbo Baggins track that he recorded.
Yeah. That wouldn't be out of place, you know.
No.
It's so absurd. I don't think it really fits in with any type of film, so you might as well just throw it on in.
Yeah, it would be good. I think that would really set it off.
Some kind of William Shatner spoken word bit at the end as well. Maybe William Shatner could be the baddie.
Oh.
I don't even know if there is a baddie in the Hobbit.
He could be Gollum. You could shave him and throw him down there.
Well, he's not going to be in Star Trek.
No, well.
He famously threw a big... sissy Hollywood tantrum about that.
Did he?
Basically. Yeah, well, the new Star Trek, which is J.J. Abrams, who I'm not sure about either, but it looks exciting. It looks good. But he said to Shatner that he wasn't going to have a cameo in it, and apparently it all blew off Alex.
Wow.
Because Nimoy's in it. Nimoy's Spock's dad. He's actually a character.
So hang on, Nimoy is Salek.
Yes.
You're just agreeing with me, aren't you? You don't know what I just said.
Yes. Nimoy. I've never heard someone call him that.
Sarak was Spock's dad.
Yes, he's that. If that's what he is, then he's that.
Okay, cool. Yes. Glad we cleared that up. Glad you came with me on that. So, what do you have a game of the year, Darren? I suppose you're limiting it to your rather limited DS and iPhone.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to be a proper big man next year, as you know. I'm really sorry, Alex. All the games I've played this year, which gets me onto the pile of Mega Drive games set next to me, were not released this year. So I could say my game.
You played some.
Did I?
Yes. You played, I want to say Durango, but that's not what I mean.
Durango? What? Durango is my game of the year. No. Don't ask him the question. Yeah.
No. You got it for your iPhone last week.
Oh, you mean Rolando?
Rolando. Yes.
Yes. It's like Lemmings. It's like Lemmings. And also, do you remember Creatures on the Commodore 64?
Yes.
With its amazing sort of set piece levels. It's a little bit like that, yeah.
And you play Batman.
It's fantastic. It's really good. It's sort of, it's like a good Amiga game. Has that kind of European, British sort of homespun quality. And it's really, really good. And it's not Lemmings, though. Made me want to play Lemmings.
Made you want to play Lemmings? There's...
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
So my game of the year is still Durango. Durango's one, Rolando two. And Fandango.
You like Bangio as well.
Bangio, yeah. No, I did like Bangio. Hey, that was this year.
That was this year, yes.
Hey, actually, I think that is my game of the year.
I'm just going to spend my time reminding you what games came out this year.
I'm really sorry, I've got terrible memory. I'm really not perfect for this podcast. Don't play games, can't remember anything.
Yeah,
I'm going to go for Bangai.
Okay, Bangai. Well, that's fair enough.
I read in Edge this month that, there was a comment and somebody was talking about Braid, Games as Art, which you introduced me to, and somebody referred to Bangai.io as being art. I couldn't disagree with that. It is really, 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 really good in a transcendent way.
Should I call it art? It's a beautiful piece of design. I'm not sure I could call it art.
Yeah, it's fine. It's got loads of bullets. Okay. Looks like fireworks.
It's
that's
pretty
art.
Sometimes that's true.
Yeah.
Yes. Developer of the year was something I was going to say, but I'm not
developer of the year.
I
okay, great.
Turn into a conversation because you don't know much about them, I suppose.
I beg to differ, Alex. I beg to differ. Well, they worked on Durango. And also some other games this year. But what about Valve?
Valve, okay.
Valve, yeah.
Do you know what else Valve released this year, Darren?
No.
Left 4 Dead would be the biggie.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead, yeah.
Left 4 Dead, I think Peggle Knights they did this year as well. I think that was them.
Is that actually out?
Peggle Knights is, yes. So
okay.
Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead is great, actually. It's a shame that my connection seems to be a bit janky. I've played through one full game online with people. We won, even though one of the levels I played by myself against a team full of real people. I don't know what was going on there. It's very
That's good if you can win against real people on the internet. They're very good at games.
Yeah, I know. Couldn't work out how to make my headset work, so I wasn't coordinating that way. I just know they were trying to talk to me.
Okay, so developer-wise, I've got a few questions for you, Alex.
Yes.
So this is where I come in the podcast, isn't it? I don't know anything but ask questions. Okay, so the big developer... I'd say the big developer risk of this year was probably Mirror's Edge, in terms of EA giving them that much width and freedom to do that. Possibly wouldn't have happened in a couple of years ago. I don't know. But how do you feel that... what's the name? What's their name?
EA or DICE?
DICE, yeah. How do you feel DICE have fared with Mirror's Edge, and how do you feel that they're going to be treated from now on? Do you think they're going to be let loose? There's going to be Mirror's Edge 2? Did this work out for EA?
One way or another, DICE are safe. Whether they'll be green-lighted to do Mirror's Edge 2... Actually, no. They've said there will be a Mirror's Edge 2 already. They've talked about what they will be cutting. But DICE is safe because they're also working on Battlefield Heroes, which is the free-to-play online shooter that EA are producing, and with a business model based completely around advertising. So, I mean, they're, as a company, they're pretty safe. I don't know how much, whether they're going to be reined in, if you see what I mean, when they design the next Mirror's Edge, because I think perhaps there was a lack of, maybe not, a kind of a lack of play testing, I think, where they were like, no, this is what we want to do, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the result of that seemed to be a lot of kind of almost angry feedback. A lot of angry kind of customer feedback. And I don't know how I feel about EA listening to that kind of unreservedly, kind of just pandering to it. Because I kind of feel that the thing that excited me about Mirror's Edge was that singular vision for it. And obviously it had been tested, but it comes down to the handling of the weapons, I suppose. But
it's not just
for me, that was interesting.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of a difficult situation, because you look at EA, and they were one of the giants. They were the company last year, kind of, with them and Activision, because Activision had the Call of Duty and the Guitar Hero license.
Yes.
And what you see is that Activision have just done the safe thing, produced the same games again. On the off year, the Call of Duty went to the Infinity Ward. No, went to Treyarch instead of Infinity Ward. That's it. I think Treyarch were a little bit overworked with that and the other things they were working on. And the game didn't come out as well, but still not a bad game, from what I gather.
Yes.
The new Call of Duty, that is. Sorry, got off a little bit of a tangent there. But basically, Activision made a lot of money by playing it safe. And EA went out and they took the risks, they did the right things, and it wasn't helped by a complete global economic meltdown, but they've lost a lot of... Well, they haven't made as much as they would expect. I don't believe they lost money, but I think certainly Mirror's Edge lost money. And... perform as well as they'd hope. I'm not sure if it actually lost money, but I would think it didn't.
I'd be surprised if it lost money, but okay.
And what you find is that they look at this and they look at the fact that this time they took all these risks and they came out not as well as they'd hoped, and the stockholders are going to be asking the questions, the difficult questions, which is basically in this case, why haven't all these risks paid off? And I'm worried that EA is going to be forced into a kind of more conservative position next year, just to combat Activision's kind of reign of terror, if you will.
Reign of terror, wow.
Activision has been quoted as saying they are only interested in franchises that can be exploited year on year. And
wow. That's kind of...
Yeah, EA went out and produced two fantastic new IPs this year, Mirror's Edge and Dead Space. And I think they deserve to be commended, and I think they deserve to have reaped more rewards from the risks they took.
So definitely. Well, it's nice to see some games that aren't kind of overtly EA games as well.
Yes.
That can only be good.
Yes.
But then are they responsible also for Command & Conquer?
That's... Redwood. I don't know who publishes them. I think EA publishes them. I say that with kind of half certain. Let's say yes.
Yeah, let's say yes. Let's
I'm not sure.
Facts, schmacks. Just listen to us. That's all you need to know.
I'm not actually sure on that one. I wasn't paying attention to that.
Yeah.
They did make EA also made Warhammer the new multi online.
So you tempted to go? That's the new thing now.
To that,
you can get yourself, online. Kind of wash your hands of the real world, and get down and dirty. Just eat crisps and know what time it is.
Hands of enough of the real world without.
Yeah, the real world misses you, Alex. You don't need to go for a massively multiplayer online RPG.
I live in Japan. Don't know what's going on around me. I don't need to put myself into a video game on top of that.
Yeah, surely that's half the fun of being out there. You don't have to do
especially
that.
Especially as I'd have to be on the Japanese server, or with the Koreans.
Yeah, the Koreans. Yeah, with the Halo outfits. Well, isn't there a DC Universe now online, and the Warhammer one you mentioned?
DC Universe is coming, yeah, and yep. The Warhammer one, and Conan, that came out this year, and of course, World of Warcraft, the Wrath of the Lich King, the new expansion for that came out this year, so...
There's more coming next year as well. I know there's a James Cameron film that he's been in production for ages called Avatar.
Oh, yeah.
Which is his big new science fiction film. But that's coming out at the end of the year. It's got Sigourney Weaver in it. And they're also developing the RPG in line with that. So, oh my God. You know, it's going to be like not being on Facebook. Which I'm not on Facebook. And people ask you, why aren't you on Facebook? Aggressively, often with a knife. And I just have to admit that I don't enjoy it. And then people look at me like I hate people.
You are kind of on Facebook. You have an account, right?
I've deleted it. I deleted it, and I called them up and asked them to delete it. So it's not even dormant. It's gone.
Cool.
That's how much I hated it.
I don't enjoy it. It is good for some. I mean, it's good for people who... A lot of my friends just use Facebook now instead of emails, which are...
Yes, that annoyed me as well. I prefer emails.
Yeah, so I agree with you in essence, but I kept mine active because I am in Japan and I need to...
Yes, that's a very good point. Yes.
But to finish my point, my company of the year is EA, my publisher.
Yay! Publisher. EA! Yeah, you can have actually, the half of my Quake that I didn't choke on EA. Oh, there you go. Good EA.
That's actually publisher, good. Not really developer, but we'll mention that.
Okay. What is your Nintendo DS game of the year, Alex? Is it Ninja Gaiden?
Space Invaders Extreme.
I still haven't picked that up. I've got
that,
to get
that. That or Contra. Good but choice. No, Space Invaders Extreme snaps it up right at the end there. But mainly because I've got the little paddle wheel, the Taito paddle wheel.
Oh, did you get that as well?
I did get that, yes.
It must be endless fun. Right, I'm going to have to sort myself out with that. I've got Contra here. I'm going to give that a go after we speak in the afternoon with a brandy. I love Christmas.
Definitely my handheld game of the year definitely goes to Space Invaders Extreme, just because it's what you want when you're travelling, just what you need for that quick burst, a little bit of play, and then wrap it up and move on.
Excellent.
Come in. I really enjoyed for completely the opposite of that, I really enjoyed Civ Revolution, the Sid Meier's Civilization game.
Yeah, on the DS. The DS had some great games this year.
It did. It's kind of sad that the DS has so many fantastic games and the Wii has none.
It has none. It could even have the same ones. I wouldn't really mind. Can they not have Ninja Gaiden on the Wii? That'd be brilliant.
I don't think they could, actually. I think that's in the kind of portable in the home console market. I think that's tied to Microsoft.
God,
at least it was at the time.
Damn.
You can get them on
just a ninja game. I don't care. Yeah.
Well, don't get.
Well, okay. So, what are your games of 2009? Let's see what's going to happen in 2009. Okay. Yeah. So,
Development of the year will be Capcom. I say
yes. Yeah. Street Fighter 4. It's going to be all about Street Fighter 4, isn't it?
Well, that and Biohazard 5 for me. And they're both out at the same time.
They're both out at the same time, yeah.
A month of each other, both from the same publisher. Certainly it looks like it's going to be a great year for Capcom. I mean, they've been keeping it a bit quiet, keeping things ticking over with kind of like downloadable content this year. Because they were definitely the online kind of console publisher of the year, at least. With
how is Bionic Commando looking back on it?
Bionic Commando was fantastic, as was 1942, as was... Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Nice remembered. Also, Bionic Commando 3D is coming out, isn't it?
It is. That's this year too.
Yeah, which looks great as well. It looks like a more accessible Mirror's Edge kind of mechanic.
I need to ease up though, because I can't afford that many games this year. And I've got
this brings us on to the direction of Doofus, isn't it? We're broadening, we're massaging things, we're going a bit more kind of, you know, master's dissertation on your arse, rather than just reviewing games that have come out 2 months ago. So
yeah, so, can't keep up. This is the problem. Even if I get a game as quickly as I can, which is usually a week after it's released anyway, it's 2 weeks till my review goes. It's a week till my review goes up after that, so I'm always 2 weeks behind.
Yeah, but I think you offer a different, you know, a different angle on things.
I do. People have already bought it by then.
Yes, but yeah, they can indulge themselves. They know what you're talking about. I don't know.
there is a space for that. It's just, yeah, something perhaps I wasn't planning on moving towards.
Yeah,
maybe it's basically what we're going towards now in a kind of more, yeah, a different kind of content, masters on your ass kind of way. Master dissertation, I mean, not master, like
exactly.
Master Terracassis. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I don't remember what the reference is, though, Alex. Are you going to help me?
Terracassis was the PlayStation Star Wars fighting
game. Star Wars beat him up!
The only time Chewie could fight Darth Vader and win.
What? Yeah, well, basically, this needs to be remade. I do enjoy Star Wars games. I've been playing a lot of Star Wars Lego on the PS2 recently as well.
You want Soul Calibur.
What you want, mate? Soul Calibur with Darth Vader in it. You can get that now, can't you?
Yeah, except I sold it. I downloaded Darth Vader, I played him for 20 minutes, and then I sold the game.
Yeah, I think I'd do that as well. Yeah, just to be in Star Wars. I think X-Wing and TIE Fighter are probably the best Star Wars games that were ever released.
Oh no, no, Atari Star Wars in the arcade in 1982 was the best Star Wars game ever released.
Yeah? You're such a purist, Alex.
Maybe rose-tinted glasses. I was like 4 when I was playing it.
A lot of Star Wars games, but I'd like to talk about this beat 'em up some more, please. Because you had it.
I did.
Yes, it was a one-on-one 3D beat 'em up on PS1.
It was all of these,
and it had all the Star Wars characters in it. Did it have the Emperor in it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Did it have some made-up characters who were possibly in novels?
Yeah, it had a few other people with lightsabers just to balance it out.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yes. This needs to happen again, doesn't it? Was it rubbish?
No, it wasn't rubbish. No, it wasn't amazing. Certainly wasn't amazing. And it does get kind of mocked because, yeah.
It does seem funny to me. I don't know why.
I enjoyed it. I don't know why I owned it. I must have found it for cheap. I can't imagine me spending money on a game that was kind of not fantastic at that point in my life.
Yeah. Does that mean you could be Harrison Ford and fight Darth Vader? Because surely... There's only one X in that.
Could. But he did have a gun. Darth Vader didn't seem to have a stop for some reason in this version of the game.
You could
shoot in the face.
I like the idea of that. Just the pressure of being watched and being timed. Darth Vader didn't like that.
Has anybody got a brown paper bag?
Oh god, it's just when all the cameras are on me, you know.
And the killing people with just my mind. I can't do that either.
I can't do that, no.
No.
Apparently Darth Vader Stephen Fry, according to us. Yes, I'd like to play that again. That's the kind of thing. I'm in the mood for digging out shit-old games and playing them, so I've got the rest of my Mega Drive collection here in central England to bring back to London with me.
Oh, fantastic.
I've got many, many, many Mega Drive games to play when I get back, including Micro Machines Military, Street Fighter 2, Bonanza Brothers.
Have you got the 6-button control pad?
Yes, I do. I've got 2 of them.
That's good. First Street Fighter, that's all. Because the pressing the start, switch between punch and kick didn't work.
No, my God, what were they thinking, the damn idiots? Game Boy, and they changed they made it work even better with 2 buttons than it did on the regular.
No, it was the Advance, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, you're right, the Advance, and they made it that the amount of time that you hit the button dictated the strength of the punch or kick.
Like
and it worked really well.
More like the original Street Fighter, a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, Street Fighter. Yeah. Street Fighter 1.
Oh, yeah. This video game with two white guys talking on Skype. The recipe below. Oh god. Oh, help, I've fallen down. Oh.
We have had quite a break.
Yeah.
So people who just came back into us halfway through that conversation.
It's just an easygoing Christmas podcast. You know, you could listen to it with beer, just on in the background maybe while you're cooking or something.
I'm just taking it easy.
Yeah.
I'm listening to it with this new beer, which is Kirin Pilsner beer. Kirin's obviously very popular. Kirin means giraffe, but Kirin is very popular in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
One of their more popular beers, and it's apparently their 120th anniversary, and they've just released this Pilsner, which is not very good, really. They're stout,
but you've tried it. That's what Christmas is for.
It is. But it's
today I've had too much chocolate, and I won't do that again. Because I feel quite very sick, and I've had too many coffees and too much chocolate. But you experiment with food.
Well, I think I mentioned it before, but we went to I've been to a lot of Bonankai kind of Christmas parties.
What have you been eating? Is it been the sweet?
It's not been the food, it's been the beer.
Yeah, it's good to stick to the vodkas if you can, and the whiskies around Christmas time, because it all mounts up, doesn't it?
That's true. The Nihonshus, maybe. The sakes, I should stick to.
Exactly, yeah, because they'll cut through you. There's no fat there.
Except
but that's what happens at Christmas. It's a fight against the fat, isn't it?
Yeah, you get drunk really quickly.
You're not going to
have it hot here, and that goes straight to your head.
Oh, yeah, drink yourself out of submission early before you even, know you're hungry. That's always a good one. Mm-hmm. It's very hard in the sense. Everyone puts on a bit of weight.
I'll be alright. Once I get back to rowing next year, we'll be fine.
You did very well the other year when you came home. I remember you were very skinny.
I was very skinny when I came back. I put on 5 kilos. While I was
when you were there,
yeah.
Was that why you lost all the weight? Because you knew coming back to your family would mean just endless, horse backing.
I think I dropped down to just under 90 kilos, which is about the lowest I'd ever been. Then I shot up to, I think actually I put on 8 kilos, I think I went up to about 98 while I was back. And now I've been hovering at about 93, 92. And I'm at currently high 93, so it's not too bad. I've got through much better than last year. But next week we're going to
the family.
Yes.
Okay.
Next week
I think I'm 60.
Ooh, that'd be about right. But next week I'm going back to Mickey's family, and they will feed me beer and food until I'm fit to burst.
But Mickey's a slender slip of a thing. How does that work? Does she not eat?
Mickey gets very... Because what they do is they buy good meat, and in Japan good meat is kind of...
Amazing meat.
Amazing, but it's kind of interlaced with the fat. The kind of Kobe beef is because they massage the cow and the fat goes right through it.
Delicious fat, yes.
So there's the fat in there, but it's not like a big lump on the edge. So you end up eating it all without realising. And that fills Mickey up really quickly. But
yeah, of course.
Up, and I just keep eating it. And then I come back and the fat is then interlaced through me.
You're marbled. You're like a marbled... Yeah. You're like one of those bouncy balls you get in Christmas crackers. Just all the colours.
Shot through with different colours of fat.
Have you pulled a cracker this year?
I haven't pulled a cracker this year.
No crackers.
Did I do anything amusing like that? I tore my trousers. That was a couple of months ago.
Did you? What were you doing? Were you bending over, jumping?
I was picking Hannah up, the dog.
Yep, the dog.
Yep.
And you tore your trousers?
I tore my trousers.
Wow, that's really funny, and I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, Alex. Cheers to the... I'll clink
cheers
the microphone.
To you. my padded microphone.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Been a good year for DoFest, and I'd say 2009, it's going to take over the world. Is that your aim, to take over the world in 2009?
To be recognised by a small portion of the world would be good. A bigger, smaller portion than I've got now, but yeah. This month's been really
150 people, none of whom want your Kinder Eggs.
Yeah. Why does nobody want to enter this competition? I mean, soon the Kinder Eggs are frankly going to run off. I mean, quite simply.
Yeah, they've probably gone all chalky and white now, right?
Yeah. But I've got these 3 Kinder Eggs waiting to go to anybody who emails in. And now I know at least a couple of people. We've got an angry dog here.
Did you pick up the egg?
No, I didn't pick up the egg. She's...
Is there some food in...
Darren? Oh, Darren?
Hello?
Hello.
What's happened?
I don't know.
You're right.
Went and came back.
Okay.
no, she's...
Dog eating something?
She's guarding a hat.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, yeah, that's all right. She can't eat it at least. But it's yeah. difficult if she starts biting.
Yes.
But yes, this year has been a good year. I've been really enjoying it. It's been, I started, 6 months ago, I suppose, doing this.
Yeah, and you're on iTunes.
I am on iTunes now. And this one is not that strong as a podcast, but it's entertaining.
It's more like an actual conversation that happens between the podcasts, but then maybe that's the point. So what are we going to... we're going to dive in properly next fortnight with the new podcast. That's what we're going to be talking about there. What's coming up 2009? Probably a bit of Street Fighter 4 news?
Street Fighter... the news is pretty much all out now. The new characters that will be in there. Sakura and everybody.
Yeah.
But I think next year that it, we're going to be... I'll have a bit more kind of latch on some of the more... I don't know what to call it. The kind of... articles I'll be putting on the site. I'll have written maybe a few of them because I've got this kind of writing week ahead of me. I've got nothing else to do but write. I've got a few ideas there. Obviously the motivation. What is going to be written up? And a few other things like piracy and the used game market, something I want to write about. Because obviously
that nice. Yeah, there's a lot of debate about that at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, and then I'm going to try and come up with a topic that isn't just flavour of the day, that's actually something that might spark some original thought, as opposed to just me copying other websites.
I'd like to talk about an old game of my choice. I might make a jingle and do that.
Okay.
Darren's old games. He's going to talk about, you know, Gods on the Amiga, for instance, or something like that, you know?
Oh, Gods was good. That kind of accent.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, excellent. As well. And at the end of this podcast, we're gonna, you know, we're gonna rinse it dry.
You cut out again for nearly all of that.
I was just rambling about what we're gonna do. It's gonna be exciting 2009 for us. We're just winding down 2008. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Anybody who's listening to this point, there was no news because there's been no news. We're very sorry for all the people that have been laid off this year because that's been.
Happening. Oh yeah, sorry, EA dudes,
and fact. Factor 5 or Level 5, I don't want to get that wrong, because one of them's closed down, the other one hasn't.
Okay.
Anyway, one of them.
And Zavi, and Woolies, all of them.
Yeah, all those things that have been going on. Sorry about those.
Sad, isn't it?
New Year's resolution, Darren? Make an early one for us?
I'm going to take over the world.
I'm going to get an article published in a magazine. A gaming magazine.
Hey! Yeah, we'll talk about that after the podcast. Yeah I'm going to... New Year's resolution, doofa style. I'm going to script stuff.
Yeah. So can we just put the new jingle in somewhere? Because I like it. I don't quite know how to...
You just want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes.
Broadcasting on Skype.
Okay, everybody, I'm Dallas Darren at 5.
Come on, people, I'm waiting.
The state of the Japanese gaming scene.
Virtual console.
PlayStation 3.
Nintendo DS.
Well, how the Xbox perform?
Nintendo Wii.
Buttocks.
Mom, I'm scared.
Yes. Well, should we wrap it up?
We should wrap it up. Yes, it's been a bit of a rambling bog. This year has been a great year for games. I'm hoping next year will be as good. Doofus will be covering all of it, at least as best it can, with the limited funds and time I personally have to do so, on top of a job. Yes.
That sums it up, really. Did you interrupt yourself?
I stopped recording, and it's back on, and it's goodbye time, I suppose. Yes.
We'll see you in 2009, everybody.
See you in 2009. Please email me if you want one of these eggs.
Don't do it. They're laced with rape drugs. They'll be round.
Just make sure you're far enough away from Japan to make it not worth me coming.
Yeah, by the time he gets there, they'll have worn off, so you can beat him around the head with a candlestick.
Yes. Thank you for Dan, who commented on our site, or Fate Club, or maybe shouldn't say his name, for commenting on our site. That was lovely to see somebody who actually listened all the way through.
Incredible, really. I don't think anyone's going to make it through this one.
No. I think we're going to have to put a disclaimer on at the start.
It's just long and crap.
Okay, so goodbye, everyone. Have a good
year.
And see you next year. Bye.